Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was moving down the road to my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just the two of us. I want to take another segment and talk about some things that are on my mind. In the previous segment, I gave you two quotes that I want you to remember. One of them is from Benjamin Franklin. He said, When you trade safety for liberty, when you want safety and you trade your liberty for it, he said, you get neither. We need to remember that. Life is a dangerous world. People live, people die. There are bad things that happen to good people all the time. Car wrecks, plane crashes, sickness, the scourge of cancer. It's a dangerous world. I'm not minimizing that at all, but it is. We know that. And so that's one thing I want you to remember. The other thing is I want you to remember is something that I've been saying for a long time, and that is freedom is from God. Liberty is a contract we give to each other. And so when you, this contract that we give each other, like when I stay on my side of the road when we're passing in a car, that's, you don't realize that probably, but that's me, you know, keeping myself safe, but also giving you the liberty of passing by. I'm not going to encroach over on you. That's part of the liberty contract. And in America, we have liberty. We have more liberty maybe than any other place in the world. But this coronavirus shutdown that we've been going through, giving governors and mayors, I'm not even going to talk about the federal level. I'm talking about the state and the local level. These elected representatives, presuming that they have the authority to tell me I have to close my business and you can't come in it, the presuming to tell you that you can't go outside and play ball with your children, that actually in some places is not allowed. Telling you you can't drive all by yourself to another piece of property that you have, that happened in Michigan. Telling you that if you don't wear a mask outside, you'll be fined $1,000. That's happening right now in Houston. Those are encroachments. Those are impingements. They're corruptions of the Constitution of our, in my opinion, it's not constitutional. And I would like to thank the police officers in Houston who basically said they're not going to enforce that law, that stupid law. Folks, we have to take back. I hope that we're teaching our children that the governor and the mayor of any particular state or town don't have the right to do some of these things. That they've done it. They've said they've claimed it. They presume to have the power, the authority, and we've sort of been complicit in that by going along with them. But they need to understand all we were doing was extending liberty to them. We were just playing along. We didn't do it because we thought they had the authority. We did it because, well, maybe it's a good idea, but only because we give that to you. And so since we gave that to them, we gave them something they don't own, they don't have possession of. We allowed them to have that. Since we did that, you know what, folks? We now have to take that back. As we're now on the other side of the coronavirus arc, where I think we're beyond the midpoint. Now that we're looking over the crest down into to where we're going with this thing. We need, part of what we need to do going forward is take back these presumptions, take back those excesses that the mayors and the governors presume to have. And here's how you do that. Some of those governors, some of those mayors, some of those elected people will continue to act like that. They won't be able to help it. Some of them won't help it. They can't help it. They'll continue to act like they've got the ability to do this. And here's when it'll happen. The next time there's an outbreak of some kind, they'll start acting like that. We have to be prepared to say, no, ma'am, no, sir, we're not going to let you do that. If you ever saw the movie, the Wyatt Earp movie, what's it called? I've forgotten the name of it. There's an episode in there where the sheriff who was part of the bad guys was going to arrest Wyatt Earp, and the character said, "No, Behan, I don't think I'm going to let you arrest us today." That's what we're going to have to say to our guy. It won't be anarchy. It won't be even civil disobedience. We'll be telling them, no, you don't have the constitutional right to do that. We're not going to let you do that. We have to be prepared to push back like that, my friends. This is serious. This is not me being revolutionary. This is me increasingly not willing to trade safety for liberty. You and I are business owners. We're pretty darn good at managing risk. If you think about it, I think we can do that. And which brings me quickly to how we open up this country. Did you know that 40 states have less than 800 coronavirus deaths? 40 of them. Wyoming, Tennessee, and Utah should not be treated the same way as New York City, which has one-fifth of all deaths. Different rules for different parts of the country. It's time to reopen America. It's time. Small business owners need it. 29 after, I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.